Froggy, where are you? I had a frog. I have a frog. For a pet.
It's Andrew about the frog.
Remember, we're just going to hear your mom's voice, so I need you to be quiet, okay?
One night while I was sleeping, my frog got out. I looked everywhere for my frog. I looked in my shoes. I looked under my bed. I yelled for him out the window, "Froggy, Froggy." While I was yelling for my froggy, my doggy fell out. I went outside and grabbed her. She gave me kisses. We went to the forest and looked and looked and looked for Froggy. I yelled, "Froggy," in a hole. Look at my hole. Oh, it's so dark in there. "Froggy, are you in there?" Nope, no Froggy. But I found a gopher. And then I was looking in a tree for my froggy, and I heard this sound. Bzzz. What is that? Oh no! My dog got into a beehive and made all the bees angry. They're after me. Look at that. Oh, oh. Maybe my froggy's behind this rock. Froggy, froggy, whoa, this is not a froggy, this is a big deer, or maybe it's a buck. He picked me up with his big antlers, and he dropped me in the water. Kaplunk. Do you hear that? Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. I think it's a frog.
Shh.
Do you hear? Let's look over there. Very quiet. It's a froggy. Maybe it's the froggy's mommy and the froggy's family, brothers and sisters. They let me have my froggy back out of their family. And they said goodbye, and I took my froggy home and put him back in the jar.
Look, look, look.
The end.